Exclude Circuit Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson from the list of potential nominees for the U.S. Supreme Court. Former Justice U.W. Clement, in a letter to Biden, cited Brown's poor conduct in a 2016 class action discrimination lawsuit involving 5,500 black Lockheed Martin employees, in which Brown Jackson refused to approve a $22 million settlement. And hopefully you didn't get baptized by a priest in Phoenix, Arizona, who served Catholics for nearly two decades. The Reverend Andreas Arango made a mistake in the baptism ritual by saying, "We baptize you," instead of, "I baptize you." All baptisms he performed are now presumed invalid because of his wording. Another woman of color is cured of HIV using a novel treatment. Scientists say umbilical cord blood is more widely used and opens a path of cure for people of racially diverse backgrounds. The woman is third to be cured of HIV with cord blood. If you like Masterclass, then you want to check out Nicole Hannah Jones and Dr. Cornell West providing free classes to the public during Black History Month. Black History, Black Freedom, and Black Love is a three-part, 54-lesson class dealing with race relations, past, present, and future. Free on Masterclass. And thanks for listening. I'm Lisa Malvo. Meditate on this. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson once said, "A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives."
Let's get a quick check of our weather in Alexandria at 88.1. There'll be showers on this Monday morning, then cloudy in the afternoon. High temperature at 78. Cloudy overnight with lows at 67. For 92.5 in Shreveport, scattered thunderstorms with a high temperature at around 77. Cloudy skies early, scattered thunderstorms developing later with a chance of rain at 40%. Overnight low at 68. In Monroe at 98.9. There'll be variable clouds with showers and scattered thunderstorms. High at 76. Cloudy skies at night with lows at 67. At 100.1 in Lake Charles, showers early with overcast skies later in the day. High temperature at around 75. Cloudy skies overnight, and our low is at 66. In Natchez, Mississippi at 99.3. There'll be light rain in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 75. Cloudy skies at night with lows at 66. That's a check of your Monday weather. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. K-A-Y-T-F-M.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bede and Minister Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry. Today, we are talking about a very popular subject. Everybody talks about love. Today, we are talking about, my scripture is, let's talk about love, all right? The scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians 13, 4, and 5. It is coming out of a New IV translation. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love isn't jealous. It doesn't sing its own praises. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It doesn't think about itself. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep track of wrongs. It isn't happy when injustice is done. But it is happy with the truth. Love never stops being patient, never stops believing, never stops hoping, never gives up. Love never comes to an end. This is the gift of speaking what God has revealed, but it will no longer be used. Amen. So now we know what love is, And we also know what love isn't. Love is always kind. Love is always forgiving. Love is always never ending. According to Webster Dictionary defines love as an intense feeling and deep affection, like or enjoying someone's company very much. Love means to be deeply committed and connected to someone or something. The basic meaning of love is to feel more than liking towards someone. It is a bond that two people share. Amen? That is the Webster Dictionary of the meaning of love. The Bible's definition of love is a little bit different. Think of what Paul says in Corinthians. Think of Paul's great hymn to love. Love, agape, is patient and kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love never ends. That's basically what I said when I read the scriptures. And Paul's summary of it is basically the same. What does Jesus say about romantic relationships? This is what Jesus says about this. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. The good news, the Bible keeps it simple. Love one another and be kind. Marriage wasn't meant to be difficult. Then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone, and I will make him a helper for him. So there we have it. Love is something that comes completely, absolutely from God. Amen. He does not have any, the only opinion he has here is love is kind, love is forever, and love originated with God, not with the world and not with man. Amen. There are four unique forms of love that are found in scripture. First, we have Eros love, which is erotic and romantic love between a husband and a wife. That's what God says it's supposed to be between a husband and a wife. Storge is family love that we have for our family, our children, our siblings. Philo love is for a brotherly love, the love that you have for your coworkers, your friends, or whatever. That is that kind of love. And agape is unconditional love. And that is divine love in its characteristics. And it comes from God. Amen? That is love without any tags stuck to it. True love is difficult to define. Songs are sung about it. Books are wrote about it. Movies are seen about it, and we send flowers and candy, jewelry, etc. All of these are supposed to reflect and tell someone you are their forever love. Amen? But the word of God is totally different from what we see in the world and advertised on TV and what we ought to feel and how we ought to feel. And I'm speaking about love this today, because February is known as the love month. That's when we buy flowers, get candy, go to dinner. All these things are representing love from the world standpoint. Amen. But the scripture is totally different. From a Christian standpoint, love is best understood through scripture. In fact, one of the most sought after themes in the Bible is the definition of love, also called agape. That means it's unconditional love, and that's what God does with us. He loves us unconditionally. It doesn't depend on what we have, what we do, what we said, where we've been, and how we've done it. Amen? What the Bible says about love has a lot to do with the emotional of unconditional love, which is core to Christianity. In other words, that's the backbone of Christianity. Within Christianity, agape is considered to be the love originating
from God or Christ for humankind. The biblical view of love is that it comes from God. God is love. Amen. I hear people say that sentence all the time, God is love, so frivolously, and does not really understand what the meaning behind that is. God is love. He's totally, completely, and absolutely love. Amen. So be mindful of how you use God is love. Amen. We've made it a very common word. Amen. Biblical love is all consuming, empowering, and lives in each of us. Let me say that again. Biblical love is all consuming, empowering, and lives in each of us. Our heart is the symbol of the love that resides in us. And God is the symbol of the love that reflects down on earth. When we think about the Bible, we think of it as being a testament to Jesus and all of the love he has given to his people. The Bible is one giant love story of God and his journey toward our acceptance and forgiveness of self and others. Within the scripture, love is what binds people together against hatred and dishonesty. Love is what keeps us from fighting with our enemies and arguing with those who disagree with us. All these things come from love, and it's love that God has given to us. In other words, the word is covered with God's love. Let's look at Mark, Matthew 22 and 37 through 40. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like the first one. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets of what God is saying. John the Evangelist, 1 John, is all about love. John helps those who read the Holy Bible to discover what love is. The word love is used interchangeably with the word light and word. Helps both believers and non-believers understand what love looks like and feel like, and how it acts and sounds. John is also prevalent in his teaching of love in 2 John, where he discusses the truth about the L word. Love stands for more than just romantic attraction or strong feeling toward those close to us, close to you. It also stands for the truth, respect, and obedience Christians hold for God. Did y'all hear the key word there? Obedience. You know, if you love God, you're going to be obedient to his commandments. That's a show of love for God. We can say all day long, I love God. But if you're not following after God's word, you do not love him. You do not understand what the word love means, because you're coming from a standpoint of a world's view. The scripture with the biblical view means you're obedient to God in every area of your life. There's a scripture, I can't remember where it is. It says, if you are willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. So that's a conditional of love. If you love God, you're going to be obedient to him and follow after his word, so you will have a good and prosperous life. Not without tribulations, not without trials, but a good and prosperous relationship because of your walk with God. Amen. The Bible that many people use daily is the saying, love one another, from 2 John in the 5th chapter. This verse is said by almost every person on earth at some point in their lives, whether it be a mother to her fighting children. The word love was made to connect around us with feelings of joy and happiness. And I know we've all said that we need to love one another.